Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did you love it or hate it, this Pirate game last night, 4 hours and 7 minutes? Ron wound up turning it off. I'm sure a lot of you were in that mode. I wound up just becoming riveted by the end. Having said that, I wasn't there for the whole thing. So that's an important caveat there. How about you? 928-9370. Jake, what's up?
All the best to you as well. Hey,
thank you.
So my thoughts on the game last night. It was a game where my brother and I were watching it together. We were up at our farm, and I just kind of felt like it was a game you had to shut off at some point, but then you wanted to revisit it, right? I mean, it was a great game, and San Diego, Pomp picked them to be the World Series champion. So you obviously want to see what's out there. I'm happy the Buccos won. And, Joe, I did want to say one other thing on a caveat. You threw out a stat yesterday on yesterday's show that you talked about total poundage, okay, total weight in NHL teams. And I'm a hockey scout. And I had never thought to equate that, but when you actually did that, you found out that the last three Stanley Cup champions have been some of the heaviest teams in the league. And obviously the addition of Carter is I think it's a good thing. I just hope it's not Jerome McGinley 2.0. But anyway, I love you guys.
Let me jump in here, Jake. Don't go anywhere. You said it was a great game. A lot of people would say it was a horrible game. I guess it depends on your definition.
Including me. I would say it was a horrible game. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No. I just think that if you're listening to a baseball game, which a lot of the games are blacked out at this point, up in the Latrobe area, so we can't actually watch them. We listen to them. And so it's like, we turn the volume down for a couple innings and you turn it back on. It's like, oh, it's still on. it becomes entertaining from that perspective. It's not like I'd like to sit there for 4.5 hours and, watch the whole thing play out. But I do still think that, there is that entertainment value to it. And like I said, I'm up at my farm and there was, what am I going to watch? Catching Up with the Kardashians? come on. But I thought
you could have grown your whole cornfield by the time the thing was over, Jake. We appreciate the call. I guess it depends, Ron, on the definition of great. Certainly, from how well played, it wasn't a great game. But in terms of the definition is entertaining, I found it to be wildly entertaining. Crazy. I mean, the first inning was insane.
Well, we can agree on the insane part, that's for sure. I just prefer better baseball, that's all. I mean, I just like baseball. I love the sport when it's played right, and I just didn't think that was played right last night.
David, you're on the line. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm a full season's ticket holder. I'm not sure why. And I'm really glad I was not at the game, but I watched every pitch. And thank God I had it on tape so I could fast forward through all the commercials and pitching changes. But I agree with Ron. It was, I like to watch a good, crisp, well-played game, and that wasn't it. It makes you think that you were watching two really bad teams play against each other. Here's my questions. One is...
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to
commend
you. The greatest introduction from a caller ever. I'm a full season ticket holder, and I'm not sure why, but go ahead.
That's because my wife gets 51% of the votes. But with the new management team, should we have an expectation that of competence, or at least trying to be competent, that what was your friend Shelty thinking when he kept bringing Kuhl out to the mound after the first inning? Like, it's going to get better when he's walking guys in? And he walked a run in two starts in a row. Who does that? Like, is it like that they could assemble this pitching staff that would do this yesterday? Is that a comment on the management or the pitching coach? And like I say, what was Shelton thinking? Why would he do that? And secondly, the announcers, I love Waki and I like Greg Brown doing the game last night, but they were saying like, oh my God, this is unprecedented. This has never happened in the history of the world, blah, 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 right? But they never at any point said this game is tedious. It's not well played. Like, there was zero negative words. I realize the announcers are supposed to put your best foot forward, but really, those are my questions and comments, guys. Thank you.
Well, let me address the Shelton part with bringing Kuhl out. I mean, you hate to replace your pitcher in the first inning because you got eight innings yet to go. You hope you can figure something out, that he can figure something out. You're loath to make that kind of change that early, and you have faith that, okay, if he gets through this rough spot, he'll be able to turn it around. Well, he never really did, but I didn't have a problem with him leaving him in when they left him in, Joe, because you just don't like to replace a guy that early. But they do got issues with Kuhl. He's just been awful, not just last night, but, in his other, one or two starts, however many he's had.
Yeah, I would have taken Kuhl out basically to save him from himself. I mean, that was somewhere in a land far beyond disastrous, that first inning. I think you take a guy out there. I do. I mean, I get the idea that maybe this will get better. Let's see him work his way out of it. It did get marginally better. He got out of the third inning anyway. Three up, three down, I believe. The last guy lined out, I think. But, man, I'm saving a guy from himself there. And then as far as the announcers, I mean, there's two very distinct ways to look at this game. Ron and I have the opposite ends of it. One is this is awful and tedious and horribly played, and the other, this is wild. And I keep using the word riveting. I couldn't take my eyes off the thing. Just a crazy baseball game. You know, you're going to see some of those over a 162-game season. So I just think two ways to look at it, Ron. And I think a lot of people are on both sides, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure some people probably saw it your way, and I think some people probably saw it my way. So, and the announcers do. I mean, their job is to try to keep people entertained and keep them watching the game. So it's not surprising that they're not going to go out of their way to be really critical. But I mean, I'm sure some people were probably into it. I just was not one of those who was.
I also think that Bob and Greg, if they thought it was a terrible game, would tell you that. You know, I don't know. I didn't watch, by the way, every single pitch, so I don't know all the things they said. But I know that Greg was saying a lot. This is unbelievable. It was in many ways historically unbelievable what was happening on the baseball field. So I don't blame him for that at all, and I trust that if both think that a game is an absolutely horrible game, that they'll say it.
Maybe.
You don't?
I said maybe. They're not in the business of driving people away by saying it's a horrible game. There's different things you can say, without actually coming out and saying that, but – their job is to try to keep people watching the game, not telling them it's bad and they should turn it off.
Right. I would never go to that point of saying either one would say you should turn this game off. But I think both, if the job is to be critical, I think I trust both those guys to do it, you know?
Yeah, well, being critical. Yeah, I guess we just talked the difference, maybe what is critical, what isn't critical. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
412-928-9370. Coming up, we have our friend Jeff Patton, the general from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. We're going to do Starkey's Card of the Week. But this is an interesting conversation we're having on the Pirates. And there are other aspects of the game to talk about. Jacob Stallings with a couple big hits. The Pirates won the game. How in the world did they win it? Did they win it or did the Padres lose it? Let's talk about that coming up as well. In really what was the kind of baseball game you're not going to see too often. You're almost never going to see a team pitch like that and win.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.